Guns of the Dawn by Adrian Tchaikovsky, read by Emma Newman. I killed my first man today. The air was hot, muggy with moisture, filled with flies. Emily had not known hot before she came to these swamps. Hot had once been pleasant summer days, with the corn ripening gold in the fields. Hot had been the good sun and the rich earth, and the labourers scaring crows or bringing a harvest in, a picnic on the wolds, with a blue, blue sky cloudless above. Hot was a fierce fire burning in the study when the world outside was chill. There must be another word for this all-encompassing heat. Slowly she advanced, foot over foot through ankle-deep water. There was no sky here. The warp-trunked trees that clawed their way out of the muck on their knotted roots were jealous of the air above. Their overreaching branches intertwined like miser's fingers until the light battered its way down to her through green on green. She was in the belly of the forest, and it was eating her piece by piece, with the lancets of mosquitoes and the questing suckers of great black lampreys that squirmed about her boots. It was a wet, unrelieving heat that plastered her with sweat, and then left the sweat in place there, undrying and unable to leach out into air that was already saturated. It plastered her blouse to her skin, griming its crisp regulation white into grey. It pooled in the armpits of her red jacket with the gold stripes around the cuffs. How proud she had been when she was first given the uniform. Now she wanted nothing more than to lose it. It stifled her. It restricted the movement of her arms. The breeches clung to her legs. Water squelched in her boots with an unholy mingling of the swamp and her own perspiration. Her fringe, cut short by those butchers that posed as military barbers, clung damp across her forehead and still managed to be long enough to get into her eyes. She stopped and brushed it aside while balancing her gun awkwardly in one hand. Abruptly, she could not hear the others. She looked around, wild-eyed. To be lost out here, in this hell. She would never find her way back alone. Where Malin should have been, there was no one. The dense, cloudy air of the swamp had swallowed him up, thick enough to shroud the trees only a few yards away. Where Malin had been was now only the low buzzing blur of a dragonfly with wings 3 feet across. It sparkled briefly, some fugitive ray of sun fracturing on its jeweled carapace, then went darting off between the trees.